cherish others, because we see them as pure, as heroes and heroines. We see no faults, you know. Similarly, it is less damaging to our spiritual development that our spiritual guide appears to us as ordinary, and yet we hold him or her to be, in essence, a Buddha. This is interesting, but we're going to run out of time, so I'm just going to read it now. Similarly, it is less damaging to our spiritual development that our spiritual guide appears to us as ordinary, and yet we hold him or her to be, in essence, a Buddha, than it is for our spiritual guide to appear to us as ordinary and for us to believe that he or she is ordinary. The conviction that our spiritual guide is a Buddha, okay, an emanation of Buddha, appearing for us, even though he or she may appear to us as an ordinary person, by maintaining pure view of this person, this helps our practice to progress rapidly. Anyway, this is a big, big subject. No time to go into this now. One thing we understand that is, through our spiritual practice, we will gradually see everything and everyone as more and more pure until everything is completely pure. But we need to start with one person, you know. So Buddha explained, we train to see our spiritual guide as an emanation of Buddha. In reality, it doesn't matter if our spiritual guide, if she or he, is an actual enlightened being, because through our faith, it is said that all the enlightened beings will naturally enter into the body of the spiritual guide, uninvited, and will accept our offerings and bestow blessings. Anyway, the spiritual guide we normally see does not exist. There's no inherently existent spiritual guide. We want to know, is the spiritual guide really pure, really enlightened being, or really not? Which are they? You know, if we search for an ordinary being, we will not find them. Where? Within the body? Within the mind? Where? Things exist, but not in the way they appear. Okay. From one point of view, we can say, things barely exist, but they function. They are mere appearance to mind. Okay. So this gives us great freedom. We can choose to impute, believe in the most beneficial ways, the ways that are conducive to our spiritual growth and development. One of the most important beneficial beliefs we develop is that our spiritual guide is an emanation of Buddha. Through this, we will develop we will experience or receive the blessings of all the Buddhas through our spiritual guide. Through this, we will naturally purify our mind, and gradually we will come to see ourself and our spiritual friends, and finally all living beings and all worlds, environments, as completely pure. You know? And then we can lead all living beings to that same state. Finally, to reduce ordinary appearances and conceptions, Buddha taught the Tantra of generation stage. And to abandon these two obstructions completely, Buddha taught the Tantra of completion stage, especially Mahamudra Tantra, name of the book. By completing our training in these tantras, we shall become a tantric enlightened being, first in our imagination, then later in reality. Okay? We will become an actual tantric enlightened being, such as Haruka, with the complete purities of environment, body, enjoyments, activities of a Buddha.